So Rabbi Musai, last time when we learned, we introduced the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. Now Rami Bar Chama brought up a fascinating issue within regards to the Dinei Hatfasa, which is very fundamental to the Masechta. So Rami Bar Chama wanted to raise this question in a specific case. So if you say, this piece of meat that I want to take a neder with, I do it with a Hatfasa, onto the Basar Zivchei Shlomim after Zrikas Damim. So the question is, the Gemara asks whether or not a matfis be Ikaro or a matfis be Dahashta. That's the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. So last time, just very bekitzer, last time we raised three mahalchim in understanding the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. One mahalch was that the suffix is just in the Kavonos HaNoider. The Pashta should be that when a person is matfis, is that he's dealing with the current matzav, and right now this is la'achar zrikas damim. La'achar zrikas damim is mechusar being a davar another, and the suffik is that, well, if a person take a nether, he obviously wants to make nether to work. So perhaps the kavana is to actually go back to its original reality that was koydim zrikas damim, that would actually make the nether take effect, and that's mi karaka matzav. So that's a suffik in the umdina of the Kavonos HaNoider when Rami Bar Chama raises this issue. So that's one mahalach. That's a pretty basic mahalach, and I don't have really so many issues with that mahalach. However, there are two other different approaches that are a little bit more lumdish in terms of Rami Bar Chama's suffik. I mentioned the mahalach of Reb Chaim. It's developed in the stencils of the Briskerov as well, in Nazir. And that is that Reb Chaim says, no, the reason why we have a suffik, again, the pashta should be that you should say kedahashta. But the reason why we say that there's a suffik is because perhaps one could argue that the sibas ha'isser is also very relevant. And since this item emanates out of hagdasha of a shlamim, which is a classic davar another, perhaps when a person is matvis, he's being matvis in the ikaro, which means the sibas ha'davar, and not only the current matzav, So that's the way Reb Chaim develops it. And I closed last Chabura, and I presented a final mahalach of the Shita of the Ran. The Ran is in Shvuas in the Daf Yarif on Chesamid Beis, and we'll see that there's going to be a very relevant Gemara in Shvuas that really is kind of, actually the Ran says that this Gemara is cut off, it's a Sugya Katia, and you can't learn this Gemara without analyzing the Gemara in Shvuas, so we really have to learn that Gemara. But the Ran says, no, this is a Lomdish HaShayla in Dinei Atfasa. Meaning what? That the Shaila of the Gemara is, when I say Zekozeh, am I saying that it's mamish paralleling this item? It's the current matzav, and it's mamish, whatever exists over here carries over to here? Or do I say that it's the theoretical shame hadavar? And therefore, even though practically lamaisit, lachar zrikas damim, you don't get involved in all the nitty gritties and all the details of what the matzav is right here. Lamaisa, this was one time it had a kedusha shlamim, and if I now have a pointer towards something that had a kedusha shlamim, which would be a classic davar another, that would be sufficient over here. So the Ran speaks this out. The Ran says in Dini Atfasa, do we mamish link it to the matzav of the current other piece that's in front of you? Or do we say that it's more theoretical and just a designation towards an ikaro shel shame, much more a lumdisha pshat, but it doesn't necessarily have to deal with the practicality? And as we spoke about last time, the Ran said that there'll be other nafkaminos that Rami Bar Chama could have asked within the same suffix, namely that the iser number A changed and transformed, and therefore we want to know if the hatfasa should still work. So, as we read last time, and I don't want to spend too much time on this part of the Gemara brought a raya. The Gemara brought a raya from Noiser and Pigel. La'achar zikas damimu. V'ha'noiser u'pigel, la'achar zikas damimu, and it works. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, because the Gemara says it's talking about Noiser shol oila, and therefore it's not a raya of a davara usir, that is kedahashta and was originally a davar hanadr. Fine. On this Gemara, Taisus asks the following shayla. Taisus says, and dira maslava noiser pigul sakdat amina biiser noiser pigul kamatzis v'havli davar usir kamash malan, that it's still a davar hanadr. The Gemara thought noiser pigul shol oila. Maybe you would say, since it's a davar usir, maybe you would think that fasa doesn't work. Kamash malan. It's a davar another. Good.
Why? Says Tosis, because you consider what? The fact that this Nicer Upigal Shal Oila, what? Is Meikara Kedushas HaKorban. Is Meikara Kedushas HaKorban. What? It's Meikara Kedushas HaKorban? And that's the reason it's still considered a Davar Anadar? So Fraktois is an obvious Kasha. So this is a riot to your Suffolk. Why are you being madcha and saying, no, we're talking about Noiser Shalayla? And why Noiser Shalayla specifically? Because you would think that Noiser now is being matzis with Davar Aser and not with Davar Anadar. Kamash Malon, that Noiser Shalayla is still being matzis with Davar Anadar. Kamash Malon, that what? Says Toysis. Dibibay Kara Kamatvis. That you look back at the original Kedushas HaKorban. Frektoysis Akasha, okay. So that's the answer. The Rami Baruch Hama Safi. So Meikara Kamatvis. You just answered your question. What bechlal is going on in the Shachat Torah of the Gemara? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis says, I don't understand the Gemara. In time of Mikomukam, Tifshet Baya Kiechi, the Amar Hacha, the Afal Gav, the Ekel of Misloi, Bedavar Aser, even though on the one hand, right now it's nicer, it changed to be nicer, the Ashta, Afil Hochi, Havitalino, Le Bedavar Anodr, the Meikara. But still, Kamash Malon, that what? We ignore the Kedahashta, we ignore the Nosar element, and we say what? And we say what? Focus that it's a Davar Anadar, like the Mishnah says, and the Neder's Chal, because once upon a time it was just an Oila without Noser. So then, what are you saying, in other words? You're saying, Basar Meikara. So you're answering, Rami Baruch Hama Safik. So then you should say the same thing. By what? By Achar Zrikas Dam and by Shlomim Meikara and Kedahashta. It's like a pellet, Tosis says. How did the Gemara not see this? Yeah.
Just to be clear, you're saying that it's not merely a rejection of the proof, it actually proves the other direction.
Yeah, that's what Tosis says. This should prove that one of the study has suffic from the fact that the Gemara is paskening it. Because remember, the Mishnah said that Hatfosa on Noiser is good. That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis says that. So I want to actually leave Tosis' answer, because Tosis' answer is so intertwined. It's unbelievable. It's so intertwined into the Hemshecha Gemara. Like this Gemara, it's not two separate sugyas. And with the sugya and Shavuos, let's hold with this Tosis' kasha. Everyone chap the kasha. L'chayra from the beginning of the Gemara, from the Tchiya of the Gemara, you see a raya to the suffix of Rami Bar Chaim. Hold that point. Let's come back to that. All right? I want to come back to that at the end of the shiur. Let's see. We'll see the answer of Tosis. But I want to add. Meisve, the Gemara says as follows. Gemara asks a kasha. Ezu iser ha'amar b'toyra. There's a Gemara here and a Gemara in Shavuos. That has a b'raisa that says, what is the classic neder ha'amar b'toyra? Amar hareini shalei uchal basar v'shalei eshte yayin. Person says, I am not going to eat basar or drink wine. Kiyayim shemesbo aviv, kiyayim shemesbo rabo. Kiyayim shenenaregbo gedalia ben achikam. Kiyayim sherosa yushalayim becharbona. The Gemara gives three examples of being matvis in 3 days that you're not allowed to eat wine or drink or eat basar. By the way, Rabbi said this has halachic ramifications, which is the Ikar Adin. No one should know about this, but the Ikar Adin is that a person should fast on the yahrzeit. And that's what's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The minhag ha'olam is to have a kiddush because the only reason is because we tiny that we're weak and we're not able to. If a person wants to know, you know, a person, the right thing to do is to try to fast like that. That's the din of the Gemara and that's the Ikar Adin. Does anyone remember the first time we saw this Gemara? Anyone remember, just curiosity? This Gemara was the raya that the Ran brings for the Ramban, the Neder B'Lashon Shvuah is good. Because the Pashtus in the Lashon of the Neder is B'Lashon Shvuah, right? Shalo Uchal Basar, Shalo Uchal Yayin, Shalo Eshte Yayin. It's a Neder B'Lashon Shvuah. The Ran who holds Neder B'Lashon Shvuah doesn't work, has to work hard on his, he has to flip himself over in order to retouch the Gemara of what you're actually, you're asering the Basar, you're not asering Shalo Uchal Ushta. The Pashtus of the Gemara is a Raya of neder b'lashon shvuah. Fine. Ki yom shirisi Yerushalayim b'charbonah. V'amr Shmuel, v'hu shenader ba'isa hayon. And we're talking about what? That he took a neder not to eat on that day.
right? Which shows, obviously, that you're not mechuyev to fast on your yortzeit, even the din of the Gemara, but the right thing to do was to aser and to take a neder on the day of the yortzeit. Heichidami, so the Gemara says, what's the case? He says, today, I want today to be like what? Like the day that I had a yortzeit, or like the day of Tzoyim Gedalia, right? Heichidami, lav, let's talk about the yortzeit. Lav ki goin tekoi b'chad b'shaba d'meis be'avua. Is it not that you're standing on the same date, the Sunday of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, like the Rishonim bring, that paralleled the yortzeit of your father, and what? You took a neder on that original day. Frakta Gemara Kasha, v'afal gav de'ika tuva chad b'shaba de'teira. And even though what? Ever since that first yortzeit 20 years ago, there were many Rosh Chodesh Nisans that you never took a neder on. What? Uktani Osir. And still what? The Gemara says it's a blibes a hatfosa. It blibes a neder, right? It blibes a neder. I don't want to get into this, but even just the entertaining the possibility of a hatfosa over here, what is the nature of that neder that I took on the yortzeit? Was that not also? What did I ask her? Did I ask her something in the Cheftza? Can I be matfis to an Isser Gavra? Just to play out what's going on over here. I'm being matfis on a day of a yortzeit that I took a neder not to eat basar, not to eat wine, right? So even if you hold like the Pashas of the Ramban, that it's a neder b'loshon shvuah, right? Can you be matfis to a shvuah? Could you be matfis to an Isser Gavra or is the Hatfasa? I thought in Lomdus, Hatfasa should exist like a carbon. Something that has Kedushas HaChefza, that I could be matfis onto that Kedusha. You see from this Gemara, not so. You see from this Gemara that even a Hatfasa can exist on something that I said, a Pu'ula, that I wasn't going to do on that day. Even, irrespective of whether or not the Neder B'Lashon Shvuah, however you're going to deal with that. I mean, that might help, because according to the way the Ran touches up that original Neder, that it asered the buster, so then maybe you could say what? That no, since the buster was asered and it wasn't the Isser Gavra, so now I'm being matvis to more of a Cheftza Shel Isser. But it wasn't really a Cheftza with, you know, it was a Cheftza Shel Isser on a certain day. It's an interesting animal here that you're dealing with. When you play out all the steps over here, something's interesting going on within the Atvas. But I don't want to get stuck on that for a second. The Ran and the Ramban. Oh, what about Hatfasa by an Isser Gavra? I mean, the Rambam sheet is that you can be matzis in an Isser Gavra. The Rambam says you can. So this is a raya. I thought the Ran. Okay. So Rabbi Isa, it could be. So let's finish the Gemara. What's the raya of the Gemara? The Gemara is basically saying that the last 20 years there were a lot of Rosh Chodesh Nisans, right? There was one Rosh Chodesh Nisan that was also that you took a neder on, and then there were 19 Rosh Chodesh Nisans that were mutter. And yet what? The Gemara says you go back to the original one. A pliat suma. First of all, before I get even lumdish, what in the world is the Gemara saying? That this is Meikarka Matvis, this is Behterika Matvis? This is what you're comparing to what? A carbon? That now is Nishtane Acher Zrikas Damin? These are different days! They have no Sheikhas to each other! What was the Gemara saying that this is a Dimyan of Meikarka Matvis and Behterika Matvis? But Rabbi said, leaving that aside, you have some teretz to Akasha. There's some sheiches that, you know, the day has some auspicious halachic relevance, even when you don't take a neder.
Well, what about the fact that when you're making a neder now, about 20 years ago, you're obviously referring to the 20 years ago, if you're like the day my father died, right? Isn't that obvious compared to...
So I think Adam says, Lefi the Rosh... And Lafi, the Pashup shot that I said in the Suffolk of the Gemara, that it's all about Kavanas Anoider. And we're going to say that if the only thing that works is Meikaru Kamatfis, so then obviously that's what you meant, so then I could understand this Gemara. Even though they're not really the same. It could be Rami Bar Chama only had a Suffolk on something that one Cheftza changed and now transformed, and you don't know what aspect of this item are you referring to. The original aspect or the end. But here they're totally different days. But I hear the dimin. But Merav Rabbeisai, I was stuck. And Benji, I told you this last night. I'm mamish stuck. But Baruch Hashem, I found that I'm not alone. Baruch Hashem tonight. Because I was mamish looking around, trying to see if anyone is ma'ir this. If you learn like Reb Chaim, or if you learn like the Rav, the other two tzadim that I brought up within the suffix of Rami Bar Chama, that what? When we have a dover, do we look at the Sibas HaIsser, or do we look at the status of Hashta? What does that have to do with these days? What does that have to do with looking at the calendar and talking about totally different days? That's not the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. I'm sorry to say, but the Gemara's dimion to this Shaila, L'chair is a raya to the Rosh. And even if you don't want to accept Reb Chaim, you want to accept the Ran, it's also a kasha. How do you bechlal explain the suffix of the Ran is what's the nature of Hatfasa? Is nature of Hatfasa is mamish zekazeh, that it's mamish a parallel, mamish a link? Or we can look at what? The general Shema Isser, in terms of, and even if now this thing becomes mutter, but we look at the general Chaloy Shema, and we're not actually linking it. So is that parallel to this suffix also? Very, very difficult. Again, they have a shaykhis. I'm not trying to say they don't have a shaykhis. But they're very different. In the Lamda Shabo, one is just, you have different dates. So which one were you connecting, this or that? In terms of the suffix of Kavanas HaNoidr, that's the one that fits in the Gemara. But if you're learning like the other two Mahalchim, it's very difficult to explain how that suffix translates from a raya from this Gemara. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. I saw Rav Dovid Pivarsky raise this shiloh according to the other Mahalchim, how to learn the shiloh. He asked this kasha also. I have a hard time connecting the lumdus of that suffix within the Rai. But Rabbi Yisai, we have to get back to that Taisus. Let's see. Says the Gemara, no, you learned the Gemara's kasha wrong. It wasn't calendaric days that were mutter and one original day that was usher that we're calling the Karo Kamatkus and B'dahash. The Kamatkus? Says the Gemara, no, the Shmuel Hachi Yitmar. Amar Shmuel V'hushanadar Uba Mi'oisa Yom Ve'elach. It's talking about a situation that every year you took a neder and there was no beheter kamatzvis, so there's no raya on the ikker suffix. So let's look at the middle of the Ran, Dibra Maskel de Shmuel. If you look in the third line of the Ran, where I quoted, he says, Vahach sugya katia. This sugya is cut off. We don't have the entire sugya in our Gemara. And I need to present to you the entire sugya. The light pirish hashasim came my asalashmina. The Gemara never said. So then, what is the chiddush of this brisa by Tzayim Gedalia and by all of these dinim? Elasamech le'asugin dereish perik kashvu hashayim basra. Damrinan hosam haylish namamish damer shmuel v'hu shenoder ba miyosei ayoyim ubaser hachi maksha. This is the Gemara's kasha. Kevin shemeis bo aviv pshita umetaritz. You're right. Meis bo aviv is not the chiddush. What's the chiddush? Yoim Shinerag bo Gedalia ben Achikam, right? Yoim Shinerag, which by the way, just as an aside, it's not really Yoim Shinerag bo Gedalia ben Achikam, right? But it's really who was killed on Rosh Hashanah. But we push off to Gimel Tishrei because it's always Rosh Hashanah. Itzrichalei, even though the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Itzrichalei umakshina and hanami pshita. What do you mean? That's also pashit. If he was matfis to yom shenereg bo achal gadal yiben achikom, so that's also pashit. Zak the Gemara as follows. Rabbi, so listen carefully. Mau deseima kevan da filu lo nader osir midrabanon ki nader nami loy chayla nidra v'loy matfis ben eder hu kamash malon. Okay, I'm going to read you the Gemara in Shavuos that he's quoting. It's trichalei. Listen carefully. Sal kedaita chamina. I would have thought that Gedalia ben Achikam doesn't work. Why? It's not good. Kevin dechiloi noder nami oser, ki noder nami loy havyalei iser. Is that what the Ran just said? That's not what the Ran just said. There are two girsos in this Gemara. And these two girsos have tremendous ramifications, lalacha. I'm going to read you what the Ran said. Kevon. Dafilu another asim midrabanon ki nader nami loychal nedra v'lo matzvus benedru kamash malon. I would have thought that since this day was asim midrabanon anyways, so therefore it's not going to be chal neder kamash malon that it's chal. Since why? It's matzvus. Why? What's the Kamash Malon, according to the Ran? Since it's only an Isser Drabanan. Since it's only an Isser Drabanan, so this type of Isser is Nitan for Hatvasa, and it's still considered a Davar Anoder. You have a Neder on something that was already Asser Drabanan, you have to fast on Tzom Gedalia, that's not going to stop being a Davar Anoder. Wow. Well, Halacha L'maisa, Zok the Rani goes on, if I take a neder by Gvinas Akum, or Basar V'Cholov, Basar Of V'Cholov, that's considered a Davar Anoder. Why? Since it was only Asa Midrabanan, Azoy Zok the Rav Gmar and Shmuas, that's the way the Ram learns. Right? That's not the way Rashi's goes. Salka Daita Chamina Dekevan Dechiloi Noder Asar, Ki Noder Lami Lemitzviz Benederu, Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon. The loygar sinan kaven with the rabbanon who the aser kinader chayel alei yisur b'lo yachad says Rashi, don't be goyrus like the Ran and the Darim. Why? The ha'inami midoraisa who aminan on the Darim chal malvayitz v'kedar arushus. Because you guys, come on, you guys learned this. We hold the Darim chal malvayitz mitzvah. So what's the Ran even bringing this in? Since it's only in something that was already awesome, with the Rabbanon, so therefore this could be a Davar Anoder. So implication being that what? If it's awesome, with the Araisa, it can't be a Davar Anoder? Say I take a Neder on Yom Kippur. That's not considered a Davar Anoder? So Rashi says that Giras is wrong. So it must have been that what? We just thought that this is an Aderech of Atfasa since it was anyways Aser. Kamash Malon it is. And it is considered a Davar Anoder. But don't be Mechalik to me in the Havamina between a difference between a Deraisa Derabona that now is going to imply in the Kamash Malon that a Davar Anoder on an Issa Deraisa is not a Davar Anoder. And Lamaisa, Tosis disagrees. And Tosis takes the sheet to the Ran. Rashi's shita is that the reason why if a person is matfis in a neder that he took on something that was also midrabanan, namely Tzayim Gedalia, sorry, not Rashi's shita, the Ran shita, is that that's considered over another. Rashi's shita is that no, is that you don't need a chalik between a deraisa and a derabanan. And any time there's another iser, it's still considered a over another. If you're mitzarif a neder with something that's already usr, even if it's midaraisa, and the darim chalim al dvar mitzvah. The Ran would say for a deraisa it's not, but then the Ran has to explain. But that's against the klal. The darim are chal mal dvar mitzvah, like Rashi's kasha. So that's what Tosis says in Shavuos. So Tosis says in Shavuos that the defense Tosis asks this kasha. Tosis asks this kasha, and Tosis has 2 days. Tosis asks this kasha, and Tosis says, "What do you do with the darim chal mal dvar mitzvah?" So Tosfos in the first day, it says exactly what Adam says. So Tosfos, to Garcina le Shapir, Afal gav the avderais and nami chayel le neder mikom kom davar acher she toilebo. You're right. Dvar machal madvar mitzvah. I just take a straight up neder on a dvar iser. But what? But davar acher she toilebo hatfosa. Hatfasa doesn't work like regular nedarim. Hatfasa, no, lo ikrit neder bedover another kaven the iloy neder ika ale yisur deoraisa. So the first day in Tosfos says we don't compare taking a straight up neder on a dvar yisur, which works, and what, and the hamahalich and the way hatfasa works. Hatfasa, when you look at hatfasa, I want to say this dover mutter is usur like that. So now I have two channels to attach to that. I have the Dover Aser Shabo and I have the Dover Anoder Shabo. The second I have a Dover Aser that exists before the Dover Anoder, I'm going to say it's not Matfis because now there's a partial Dover Aser that's Ma'akiv. There's a partial Dover Aser that's Ma'akiv. Whereas Rashi is going to say, it's not true. For Hatfosa, as long as Epis, Mashu, there is a Dover Anoder that exists on that item, so even though there's a pre-existing Aser, that's going to exist for Hatfosa to latch on as well. Alam de shemach loikis for atfosa. Do I need a lack of davar ayisur? Do I need to find a davar another on the original item? According to Rashi, as long as there's some semblance of a davar another that exists, and the din of nedarim chalam advar iser now tells me that there is a neder that's there, so mamela that's enough to be matzis.
Whereas according to Taisus, no, the nether could be chal straight up, but to be matfis on it, if there's any dover also that exists, so then you're not going to be able to be matfis on it, like Adam's saying. But then Taisus says a second day. When Taisus says mikoyach this kasha, absolutely not. And he says, you're right. There's no hatfas over here. And you're right. Nidar mar chal mar dvar mitzvah. So Taisus was vo'oid. The hod nedarim chalam al dvar mitzvah bebitol mitzvah ayri kidesanya beperek beiz dinedarim keitzad omer konim sha'ani noitel lulav she'eni maniach tefillin. Person assers up tefillin. A person assers up a lulav. He said he now sets it up that he's going to be mevata. But what? Mechiyidor nedar Hashem afilu bedavar shel shem chayav ale. Avon neder l'kayim mitzvah. You go into Amar koinim shlo uchal b'yom Kippurim, or shlo uchal nevelu sutreifus lo chayil. Why? The ein iser chal al iser, because that's a violation of ein iser chal al iser. And if that's the case, so there's no problem to begin with, because it's not true that all nedarim are chalim al dvar mitzvahs. So even le'inyan hatfasa, even le'hatfasa also that what. We're not going to be able, when it comes to Yisurim De'oraisa, we're not going to be able to be matfis, and it's only Kamash Malon because Tzayim Gedalia is in Isser Derabon. Those are the two ways to have the other Girsa against Rashi in the Gemara in Shavuos, which now is going to have implications about whether or not you're only allowed to be matfis on an Isser Derabonon, a neder in addition to an Isser Derabonon, or even be matvis and a neder in addition to an issa d'oraisa, which, like the way we're saying right now, according to Rashi and Tosfos, would be a machlokes. How does hatfasa work? Do you need to find a davar another, or do you need to not have a davar aser there bechlal? Now, Rabbi Yisrael, let's take things full circle. Let's go back to the original kasha. What was the original kasha? The havamin of the Gemara. It's all one sugya. The Gemara asked the kasha, why don't you have a raya to the din of shlomim lachar zrikas shlomim? Because of what? Because of there, it's basar meikara, right? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about noiser shel oila. And noiser shel oila, why? Because it's a chiddush that you would have thought, since it's noiser, that it's not being matzis bedavar another, and it's being matzis bedavar aser, kamash v'lon, that no, since it's an oila, that what? We still see the oila over here, and it's what? Says taisis meikara kamatzis. Frektos is Akasha. Okay, so if your Kamash Malon of the Gemara is saying that it's Mikara Kamatvis, so you just answered Rami Bar Chamashal. So you just remember Tara, it's Rami Bar Chamashal. Zot Taisis. So how do you answer this? So it says Taisis, go back to the Taisis, Dir Ramaskal, Aval Naiser. Yesh Loimar, three lines down. Yesh Loimar Delay Dami. Tahacha Saif Saif Maychiach Shele Isser Atzmo Kamechavin. Ki Talinan Bedavra Aser. So says Taisus, no. That's not a good raya. It's not a good teretz to our shaila about meikara kamatzis or bedahashta kamatzis. Why? Because over here, soif soif moichiach shel iser atzmo kamiskavin kitalinan bedavra aser. What does Taisus mean? What does Taisus mean? Taisus thinks that there's a haychacha over here. You have to add it. The haycha soif soif meichiach shelesser atzmo kamechavin. Here, from his whole diburim, it's mashma that the guy wants to aser. The guy wants to aser. So since the guy wants to aser, what? Talinon bedavra aser, avaleel diikla misle beteira dahashta. But there, we're really not sure what the guy intends to do, and we're not 100% clear from what he's presenting. So maybe we should actually say this guy was saying something non-consequential, and maybe he actually meant to say just stam gibberish, and that's why he said it in such a weird way. La'achar zrikas dam. Fine. By the way, this Taisus also in the first daya sounds like the whole suffix, like the rush,
is a suffik in haichacha from his dibur of what the guy was mechavin. It's a suffik in kavana, like we pointed out in the rush. And depending on what he said, sometimes it's clearer than others, and therefore we can't paishit the suffik according to the first day. So I think that's mashma, that the way he learned the suffik. But listen to his second answer. Inami, I'll tell you why, another reason why you can't answer the suffik from Nicer. Not because over here it's clear that he wanted to aser himself. Not because he was mechiach in his dibur over here that he wanted to aser, which doesn't exist by Rabbi Bar Chama suffik, but rather for an entirely different reason. Inami shani hocha, the dover ha'aser dehashta, loy chayo, ki im mikoyach kdushas dover, hanoder demeikara. Says Taisus, these two things are not independent. These two things, Noisar, only is Noivea and only exists because of what? Because of that original Hakdasha. So it's like a latent what? It's like a latent Dover Anodr. You can't have a Noisar without a Hakdasha. So maybe Zaktaisus, a Gevalde Gevart. This is not Doima to the Suffolk of Rami Bar Chama. Because over here, even the tzad of Davra Aser, it shmeks a Davra Anoder. It's Neveya from a Davra Anoder. And that wasn't the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. And there we have a bishop. We have a Naicha. We understand. We're willing to accept that over there, that obviously it's Meikara. When they're mamish related to each other, when one is Noveya from the other, Avada, one is going to be Meikara.
Isn't that the Zrikas Dam? You wouldn't have Zrikas Dam without the...
Lachas Zrikas Dam is not as Behetera. There's no Chiddush Isser over there. The Shiloh of the Gemara. No, the other side of the Gemara is that what? You meant Chulin. Is that you meant a piece of Heter. Right? Again, the fact that there are Dinim Lagabe Lachas Zrikas Dam, the round throughout. Chazav Ashoik, that's an Isser Acher. That's not what he's talking about over here. We want to know, when this guy approaches this piece of meat, he said this in a very weird way. He only approaches meat, what? After it's Roy Lachil. So maybe he just mentioned it as a piece of flesh. Maybe that's what he was talking about in Behetera Kamatzis. Behetera Kamatzis means that not something, it's not Noveya from a Kedusha Sakarban. It was Heter also before the Kedusha Sakarban. It's not because of that. It happens to me. You did Zrika Sadam. So now it was able to be done with what it was Roy for. But that's not Noveya from the other. Masha Enke Noisar. Noisar is a function of the Kedusha, of the Dover Anodr. So that's Noveya from that. So that's where we can't bring a Raya there. Maybe it was Pasha to us that even Rabbi Bar Chama always thought in such a matzav that what? That it would be considered Meikara Kamatzis. But then Taisus hears us, and then Taisus says, Ulefi Teret Sheni, Nicha Hahid Shvu is Paragim. What does that mean? Ulefi Teret Sheni, Nicha Hahid Shvu is Paragim. So again, Rabbi said, Taisus is saying, I don't understand. The Gemara in Shavuos, according to the Girsa of Taisus, tells us that what? Midrabonon. Midrabonon, same Gedalia, it's still considered Dover of another. Implication being that what? I told you, it's all one circle. Implication being is that what? If you have something that's usser mida oraisa, then what? It's not a dover another anymore. Frektoisis akasha, noiser shaloila. Noiser shaloila. It's a dover usser and a dover another. And yet what? The Gemara is telling you that it can't be matzvis. So it's against the way I'm telling you to be gairis. So you have another raya from this Gemara. You have to learn this whole Gemara backwards. You have to start with Tzayim Gedalia, and you have to work backwards to Noisa Shalayla. Mom just flipped. Sugya. It's not a Sugya Katia. I have a horror on the round over here. It's a Sugya Hafucha. It's like topsy-turvy. So you should see from the Gemara, that what? You can even be matzvahs by an Isser D'Oraisa. And it should be a challenge the way that the Taisus is garis there, legabe dover another and atfosan a dover another, as opposed to Rashi over there. Says Taisus, no, it's not. This is not a classic dover aser. According to the lumnus that I'm presenting over here, that this is a dover another that what? That is not really a dover aser. It's a davar anoder it's a davar also that's what? That's emanating from the davar anoder. So you don't have a raya to what? To a person who has a davar anoder on Yom Kippur, who has mamish a totally independent iser de araisa, and now wants to be matzis on such an iser. And Mela, this lamda, says Taisis, is going to be a support for his shita and the Ran's shita against Rashi in the way that they are gores legabe the shaila of hatfasa in a davara aser and a davara nader. Because over here, it's not a classic davara aser, it's a davara aser that's naiveya from the davara nader, and it connects to that original. It's the same way he's being metaritz. Why the Gemara didn't have a raya on meikaraka matvis? And why did the Gemara answer Rami Bar Chama Shaila from this din, the fact that we're going and saying Kamash Malon Meikara Kamatzvus, because this isn't the classic presentation of Rami Bar Chama Shaila that are two independent, Davar HaHeter and Davar HaNoder. So two slices is saying it's not going to challenge my Maskana in Shavuos, and what the Ran is Misakim in Shavuos against Rashi, that by an Isser Daraisa that has a Davar HaNoder, you're not able to be Matzvus, even though by Noiser you are able to be Matzvus. So all of these Kashas come back. We have one other Kasha. One other Kasha. And this is a Kasha of the Avnei Maluim. Avnei Maluim says, I don't understand. All the Rishonim are in agreement here, even the Machmirim, the Ran and Shvu and Taisus, are in agreement that if you have just a Kleina in Isidr Abonon, Avada, that's going to be a Davar Anoder. Even if you hold like the Machmir opinion that don't bring me any kashas that Nedarim are Chal and Dvar Mitzvahs, right? And really, Nedarim are Chal and Dvar Mitzvahs is talking about specifically Levatalis HaMitzvah, and there's no Shaychus over here where it's going to be a Shaila of Inisr Chal Isr. So then, so the Ran says, but Issa Drabonon, that's the Kamash one of the Gemara. Saim Gedali is just an Issa Drabonon. So the Mamela, it's going to be considered a Matzvah Zedavar another. Frekta the Maharetz Chayis, the Cheshek Shlomo, and Frekta Avne Maluim, it's not true. Shitas HaRambam is that every Issa Drabonon is a violation of Lois Osir. So even the Kamash Malon of the other Rishonim should be not true according to the Rishonim that hold every Yisid Rabbanon is a violation of Lois Osir. Because that should be like what the Gemara was being Madcha, that's what? That's an Yisid HaRaisa with a Davar another. And according to them, any Yisid HaRaisa is a Davar HaOsir. So if any Yisid HaRaisa is a Davar HaOsir, so then Mamela you're not able to be Matfis. Why? So we explained. Because according to them, you need to be a complete davar another. Any davar aser is going to mess up the hatfasa. Masha Inkin, what Rashi held, that you just need a davar another to latch onto. According to the other Rishonim, you need a lack of davar aser to latch onto and to make that to be a complete davar another. So over here, you have a davar aser, even in HaTorah, by the fact that Chazal asered this item, and they have the auspices, they have the power to do that by being an Issa D'Oraisa. So you do find an Issa D'Oraisa over here. Every violation, Midr Rabbanon, has some sort of Issa D'Oraisa that exists. Yeah.
Is there really a D'Oraisa on the level of another D'Oraisa? Meaning, when you're saying Issa D'Oraisa of something that's us, or that you're not allowed to do something, that's one thing. But this is something that we gave to Rabbanon, and for the fact that the Torah gave us, if you're holding that Los Asr is all there, one of the D'Oraisa, at the end of the day, it was still given to the Rabbanon to make it us. So wouldn't that still get you the Davar?
So you're asking, you're asking the fundamental shaila of the Megillah Esther, is how do you, and the Lecha Mishnah, is how do you ever say Safi Durabon Lakula according to the Rama? No. How could you ever say Safi Durabon Lakula? In essence, that's what you're asking.
Kind of.
Meaning, it's a Durabonon. You know, like, at the end of the day, the rabbis have a koyach to do it, but at the end of the day, it's Durabonon.
To answer the question.
That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says,
Why even according to the Rambam, even though it's D'Oraisa, if you're going to hold like the Rambam, you're still giving it to the Rabbanan to make it Aser.
But if the Lumdus is that if I find an Isser D'Oraisa over here, is that there? It's not Nitan for Atvasa.
But all the Arles.
So why should I be Machalik between these D'Oraisas? Is there a D'Oraisa here or not?
Because the Rabbanan wasn't anything.
You're right. There's a concept like you learned the Ma'ikat, Masra Kosav L'Chacham. The rabbis are sometimes given the details. So what? At the end of the day, it's a violation of Menatayr. Melechas Cholamoid. So the rabbis decided it. So, but at the end of the day, it's a violation of Menatayr, according to many Rishonim.
But maybe that's what the Ran is saying, the Kamash Malan is that this idea of a Durabanan is an exception to that rule.
Why? That's what I want to know. It's a D'Oraisa. it should be a davar asa midaraisa. According to the Ram, you're right. If you hold like the Ramban that every Rabbanan has no shaykhus to a daraisa, but over here, why isn't this considered a davar asa midaraisa? The rabbis only have their kayach from leis aser. That's a violation of the rights. You want to know why Sveikus we can make all? I can give you a lot of terutzim. The Lacha Mishnah is there. It's the Shev Shmeitz is there. There's what to talk about for another sugya. But
the ability to make a carbon is from a deraisa also.
Yeah, but if there is a pre-existing issa deraisa on that item, I don't have the ability to make matfis on that.
I think when you can make a neder to compare it to a carbon,
uh-huh,
because a carbon is something that.
But that's because it's only a davar another. If there would be a davar aser on that item, with the exception of neiser, which is novea from that davar another, I can't be matzus to that. So a neder that on something that exists midaraisa, and has some connection to a daraisa, is a chisar and a davar another.
By definition, a davar another is something that we're creating the iser for, right?
So, right. Okay.
So shouldn't that? So maybe that's why a davar, you're latching on.
You're saying kihechi, that a neder is something that we're innovative with. We're creating some amela. This is like a combination of the three. So if you have a za iser that also lends itself to creativity, some amela, it's not going to block the davar another. I hear. Interesting. That's very interesting. Very creative. Artsy, I hear. But it's interesting. It's like it's matzah minas mino. It's like they have a shaykhus to each other. Interesting. So the Avnei Malum has a tshuva on the shayla, and he doesn't go this route, but he introduces it with another route. And he says the following yisoid, which is an important yisoid. And it really connects to the Ran that we learned on Daf Ches. And he says that Chatzishir, if a person takes a shvua on a chatzishir, the shvua is chal. Why? Because the din of ein shvua chal shvua is only for something that's beforish b'kro. And if it's not beforish b'kro, so memela, it's going to be chal. So he says the same thing is true even according to Shitas HaRambam, that holds the potency of the Dirabonans is from the Torah of Leis Aser, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be not Mefurish Bekra. So Le'inyan Nidarim being Chal on that, and Le'inyan Shvua being Chal on that, we're going to say, Yeshvua Chal Shvua. So Memela, for this to be the Ma'akev, for not to be a Bar HaTfosa, Zokta Avda Meluim, Avada, just like Shvua is Chal Shvua, if it's not Mefurish Bekra, so it's not going to be a Ma'akev, to be Metar, it's the Kasha on the Rambam, and that therefore you could be Matvis, even if you hold the Isurim Dirabonan, or Nisa Daraisa. Rabbi Sai, a complicated Gemara. Ad Khan the Sugi over here. We have to start Kachalas Aaron Truma, some Geshmaka Sugis and Mirzashem next week. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Sai, I leave with a lot of kashas. Baruch Hashem, I found Rabbi Pavorsky was maskim to my kashas. How to read the Shaklatari in the Gemara according to the Ran and according to the Reb Chaim and Lafi the Rosh and the Tosis, I think it works out best. And I don't have a teretz lemaisa; it's a little bit slippery. But lemaisa, the way Tosis answers all the kashas, the sugyas mamish come out gevaldik. You just have to read the Gemara backwards.